This episode sponsored by Maximus Tribe. You train, you track, you eat right. But if you're over 40, you've felt it. The results don't match the effort anymore. That's not willpower, it's biology. Hormones drop, metabolism slows, your body stops responding the way it used to. Maximus is the online clinic that reverses your decline with prescription performance medicines, GLP-1s, testosterone, and peptides that reduce belly fat, restore energy, and boost recovery. Over 50,000 high performers have already broken through their plateaus. If you're ready to turn your hard work into measurable results, go to MaximusTribe.com. That's MaximusTribe.com.
This episode sponsored by Little Sleepies.
Little Sleepies makes getting your kids dressed a lot easier. Their signature bamboo fabric is incredibly soft, breathable, and gentle on sensitive skin. It stretches so kids can move comfortably all day, from playtime to bedtime. Parents love the smart details too, like double zippers and fold-over mittens that make diaper changes and getting dressed faster and easier. And because Little Sleepies are designed to grow with your child, they last longer than typical kids' clothes. Right now, discover the ultra-soft styles families swear by. Visit littlesleepies.com and find your new favorite pajamas today.
If you just become stagnant in your life, monsters will rise in your mind. If you don't act, slowly they start eating you up in so many different ways. These monsters that human beings create in their own minds, doesn't matter in what kind of comfort you are living in, who you are in the world. You may be living in a palace, but monsters won't go.
This is the problem with the entire world.
Anything that you gather can be yours, can never ever be you. However pretty your body is, however sharp you think your mind is, once you're lost into something that you're not, you cannot see life the way it is. Every point you're thinking this is it and realizing that is not it. So do you want to spend your life like this? And you sit on the deathbed and realize this is not it. That's late. That's really being late. So investing some amount of time to turn inward, to just figure what is the nature of my life. Don't think this is, oh, he's teaching us something spiritual. This is fundamental. People think if they have a job, if they have a steady salary and maybe a partner or children or home or car, they think they are having a wonderful life. But just look at their faces. They're driving their dream car and they're stuck in the traffic. Are they laughing in joy? Are they exuding bliss that in my dream car I am sitting and the traffic is giving me more time to sit in my dream car? They are just abusing themselves and everybody else and the Creator. So I am saying, their idea of wonderful life exists. If you are enjoying things that other people don't have, I don't call this joy, I call that sickness. You enjoy what others don't have, sickness or no?
It doesn't matter who you are right now, you want to be something more. There's no question about that. If that something more happens today, in 3 days you will want to be something more. You will see, even if you become the queen or king of this planet, you will look at the moon, you will look at the planetary system, you look at the galaxies. If I make you the king of one galaxy, you will look at other galaxies, because there is something within you which is longing to become limitless. Something within you which always wants to expand beyond its boundaries. But our survival instincts are always trying to draw boundaries, because survival depends on boundaries. This instinct comes to us through our evolutionary development. We are trying to draw boundaries on one level. When we successfully draw a boundary, we feel suffocated and then we want to expand the boundary. This is the human struggle. If we do not realize the possibilities, if we do not realize the many possibilities of what a human being can be, do you consider that a loss? Or only if you lose something, it's a loss? Most people think, only if I lose what I have, it's a loss. Loss of possibility is the worst loss. Not realizing the possibility
is the biggest loss, because everything has been lost without you knowing you lost it. Human intellect is the only thing that's destroying this world, isn't it? Either you destroy somebody or yourself. Why is it that we don't give a sharp knife to a child's hand? Not because a knife is dangerous, because the child is unconscious and he may either harm himself or somebody else. This is not a land of belief systems, this is a land of seekers. Never ever were anybody encouraged to believe anything. So, first mistake you make is you believe what I say. I am constantly reminding you, don't believe a goddamn thing that anybody says. But don't be foolish enough to disbelieve it either. All you have to do is experiment with it. Does it work or doesn't work? If it works, you keep it, otherwise rubbish it. What's the problem? Now, about somebody being hungry, somebody being homeless, somebody being in a war zone, all kinds of horrible things are happening on the planet. I am not ignorant of it. I am not living in a temple. I am more of the world than you are. Every day, I want you to understand, I am running a volunteer organization with over 4,000 full-time volunteers and over 3 million part-time volunteers doing a variety of work. Huge projects, over a dozen businesses and the spiritual movement, okay? Now, I want you to understand, more things are going wrong with my life on a daily basis.
This episode sponsored by Head Shop. For smokers everywhere, 420 is basically a holiday, and headshop.com is celebrating with their biggest sale of the year. Right now, the 420 sale is live with up to 50% off hardware across the site. That means huge savings on vaporizers, bongs, dab rigs, pipes, and the gear you actually want. If you've been waiting for the right time to upgrade your setup, this is it. Go to headshop.com now and shop the 420 holiday sale to save up to 50% while it lasts.
This episode sponsored by Good Ranchers. Good Ranchers delivers 100% American meat straight to your door. Every cut is sourced from local U.S. farms and ranches, and the entire packaging and fulfillment process takes place right here in America before it's delivered to your doorstep. No imports, ever. Just high-quality, 100% American beef, chicken, pork, and wild-caught seafood. I'm a subscriber, and my plan is incredibly easy to manage. Traveling? Need to skip a delivery? You can pause, move, or adjust your order anytime in just a few clicks. Right now, when you start your plan, you'll get free meat in every box for life, plus $25 off your first order with code RANCH25. Go to goodranchers.com and use code RANCH25 to start your Good Ranchers plan today.
This is than anybody's life. Those who are reasonably well have never cared to reach out and do what needs to be done in the world. In many ways, they're making sure those people don't get it. In the year 2012, we have produced enough food for 18.2 billion people. We had only 6.6 billion people in that year. But still, 50% of the population is malnourished and hardly eaten anything. This is not because there is no food, because this is because you and me have not cared. So, is it true nobody stabbed you in the last 25 years? Yes. But is it also true you are suffering various things of tension, stress, anxiety, this, that? Is it a product of your mind or somebody else poking you from outside? Instead of seeing when there is a problem, you need empowerment, not incapacitating yourself. I'm talking about empowering you so that your damn intelligence functions for you, not against you. The moment your intelligence is working against you, no God in the universe is going to help you and can help you. If your intelligence has turned against you, you are a finished case. So I'm saying, first let your intelligence work for you. If it works for you, there are many miraculous things that you can do for all those people who have still not eaten properly, for whom basic things have not been taken care of. That's our business, because somehow we've landed in a place where you and me are at least eating well. Once we are in such a privilege, we must use our intelligence to see what is the best thing we can do in the world. There is a whole culture of doing something for your satisfaction, or doing something because you want to buy a ticket to heaven.
I want people to come to a place where you being fulfilled should happen within you. If you want to go to heaven, please leave. But if you want to be a solution, there's another way to work.
Right.
I fed 2 children and I feel very happy. All right, I appreciate that. I'm glad for those 2 children. But this is not a solution, this is only for satisfaction. All of you are thinking, oh, okay, some big corporate leader. I'm saying all of you are in a certain level of capability who should see how to bring a solution, not do something for your silly satisfaction. You can be satisfied by eating food, by simply sitting quietly, by sleeping well, doing whatever. Satisfaction need not come through somebody else's suffering. Somebody is suffering, that is not the basis of your suffering. And if you buy a ticket to heaven through that suffering, I don't know, heaven will turn into hell probably for you.
Emotion is a very important part of your existence. Because of this silly school education that you're getting, you think emotion is not important. But even today, most of your life is decided by the intensity of your emotion. You may think you're very intellectual, but still your anger or your love or your anxiety or whatever nonsensical emotion you have is much more intense, stronger and more decisive than your thought process for most people. Well, people get elected into office because of other people's emotion. So emotion is a very juicy part of your life, and that is one thing that you can rev up to high intensity. To rev up this body to a very high intensity, it takes a lot of work, lot of work. If you want to rev up your energies, it takes a lot of work. If you want to rev up your intelligence or your intellect to a very high intensity, it takes a lot of sharpening and work. But emotion is something that most people are capable of revving it up to high pitch. Only thing is, they may be revving it up in the wrong direction, in an unpleasant way. Their emotions are unpleasant, that's their problem. Keeping your emotion pleasant. See, people who are in love, people who are devotees of something, they have the best experience of life because their emotions are sweet. Doesn't matter who's doing what, your emotions are sweet, your experience of life is beautiful. Once your life experience is beautiful, all the other concerns are just play. So, you being in love is important. Somebody is in love or not, I'm loving so much, are they loving me that much or this much? If you think like this, you have made your entire life transactional. In transactions, you will gain once and lose another time, endlessly trouble and above all, in this calculation, you make your life very ugly. To be with people without any sense of what will I get, you do not know the joy of it. It's tremendously exhilarating because when you don't care what you get, life becomes very easy and you're free.
This episode sponsored by Maximus Tribe. You train, you track, you eat right. But if you're over 40, you've felt it. The results don't match the effort anymore. That's not willpower, it's biology. Hormones drop, metabolism slows, your body stops responding the way it used to. Maximus is the online clinic that reverses your decline with prescription performance medicines, GLP-1s, testosterone, and peptides that reduce belly fat, restore energy, and boost recovery. Over 50,000 high performers have already broken through their plateaus. If you're ready to turn your hard work into measurable results, go to MaximusTribe.com. That's MaximusTribe.com.